Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's a pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience. And of course, it's a beautiful spring day, a lot of rain, a lot of snow, but it's just great. I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad to be alive. And it's a strange world that is out and about here with us. A lot of things happening. We have a great guest lined up for you today, Howard Wooldridge. And we'll bring him on shortly, but I'd like to alert you to something that's different. I have mentioned to the listeners of Born on the 4th of July that for about the last 2 years, I believe it's maybe that time frame, maybe a little bit shorter, but a National Association of Former Border Patrol Agents have made available on the internet and possibly elsewhere the translations of the daily news in Mexico and Central and South America, translated for your understanding of what's going on in their news and certainly the war that has been going on along the border. On today's issue in March, I think it was yesterday, March 24th, there is a commentary on the bottom, and I believe it goes well with what we're going to talk about today. And I would love to have everybody listen to what the National Association of Former Border Patrol Agents are advising you. They, on their site, are dedicated to the education of the people of America. And this is what they are saying today. We believe the people of this nation are being betrayed on several fronts by our leaders' attitude toward immigration law. Let me say that again. We believe the people of this nation are being betrayed on several fronts by our leaders' attitude toward immigration law. The effects of the policies they propose are so predictably bad that there is no credible justification for them. Understand this, America. Considered as a nation, a political entity is a different thing from individual Americans. America is a group of people come together for the common defense and mutual support. It is one thing to say that immigration is good for America. It has been, and it always will be. It is quite another thing, though, to say untimely immigration and unlimited immigration, and that is what we are about today, being proposed is good for individual Americans. It is not. Early America expected the government, and we have every right to be entitled to a government. Every America should assume that the government will protect him from the malign influences. And we see that not happening. I hear the music. We'll be right back. We're going to have Howard Wooldridge on as a guest.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, Why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Toxic heavy metals, they're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I would just like to finish this document, this actual declaration from the former Border Patrol agents, and it's dedicated to the education of the American citizens. Very timely, coming out in the last day. And we were just about at the bottom where it says, every American is entitled to expect that his government will protect him from malign influences. Immigration laws are one of the tools to do that. The current administration and others before us have ignored their duty to protect, with respect, the enforcement of our immigration laws. Now we see an administration that is not just ignoring that duty, but abandoning it entirely and inviting among us the very things that immigration laws ought to protect us from. And then there is a list, and it's brief, the reasons for immigration laws to exist are to protect the national security, protect public safety, protect public health, protect American workers from foreign competition in their own land. The United States does not exist for the benefit of foreign nations and foreign people. The date again, March 24th, 2009, the first paragraph to get you on board. These are former Border Patrol agents, and they are suggesting to you as a nation that we must be aware from their sense of things. We believe the people of this nation are being betrayed on several fronts by our leaders' attitude toward immigration law. How does that fit with today's program? Our guest today is Howard Wooldridge. He is a law enforcement officer, and he is also a member of LEAP. Good afternoon to you, Howard. And if you would explain to our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your organization, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
And Barbara Jean, good to be with you again. I was 18 years a police officer near Lansing, Michigan, retiring as a detective. and moved down to Texas, learned how to ride a horse, took that Texas horse across America from Georgia to Oregon, and then backwards from L.A. to New York City. And then 4 years ago, ended up here in Washington, D.C., representing LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, in United States Congress. And LEAP is an organization of police officers, judges, prosecutors, all law enforcement folks who know from our time in the trenches that this policy we call the war on drugs has been an absolute, utter failure in terms of having any control over these illegal drugs. We realized very quickly that we were mostly a mosquito on the rear end of an elephant, and these laws for prohibition were working as badly as the ones from 1920s, 1930s. And so we've banded together to educate Americans as to why this new prohibition is not working, and then to eliminate the crime and the violence and the chaos, as we're seeing in Mexico especially today, of the drug trade. We need to be as wise as our grandparents and repeal this modern prohibition, and then my profession, law enforcement, can go back to our traditional duty of protecting you from somebody else, focusing on public safety.
You know, I would like the listeners out there who have an opinion on this to be aware that we invite your callers and your comments on this very amazingly controversial issue and yet a very costly issue. Mm-hmm. So many families are struck with a family member that is a drug abuser and they've lost contact with that wonderful person. It has brought disaster and sadness and death to families all across this nation. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Once again, 800-313-9443. We have had a drug czar for a long time, haven't we? Or that description of someone in charge of the Office of Drugs and so forth in the country. Now, it costs a lot of money, doesn't it, to have a war on drugs?
Yeah, and you know, it's important to note that President Nixon was very skillful back in 1971 to call it a war on drugs, because we know in law enforcement that this is a war on people. We've arrested 39 million people for drug offenses. We've spent a little over $1 trillion, that's a T-Tom trillion of your tax dollars. And the results of all that effort, and the many of my fellow police officers have been shot, they've been killed, they've been corrupted. And for all of our efforts and all of our sacrifice today, drugs are cheaper, stronger, readily available. We're spending this year about $72 billion tax dollars, with which we'll arrest 1.9 million people on drug charges. And, of course, at the end of the year, it will be a bridge to nowhere. You will have nothing to show for your money but a few new prisons, which, of course, then chew up more tax dollars, tear families apart, and do absolutely no good, because every drug dealer ever arrested or shot is replaced within a few days.
It is interesting that there is a focus nationally more this last month on what's going on in Mexico. It's been a very sad thing for years, but now it's very, very violent, and there's warring among the different gangs. Some of the access, I would assume, has been closed down with where they have put some of the fencing that was put into law to be there, and of course it's not the complete fence. But you said maybe $72 billion annually will be spent on the war on drugs. Is that right?
Yes, that's local, state, and federal monies, including incarceration.
Incredible amount of money. And, of course, today we're talking trillions, right, as if billions and millions aren't enough. So
no,
we're all getting...
Yeah, well, you know, I work in the Congress, and today when you say, well, it's costing you $20 billion, it's like, well, $20 billion, that's only a couple of zeros. it's pretty bizarre working in the halls of Congress, because they're throwing around trillions now like they used to throw around billions. But most importantly for me was the human cost and the fact that my profession became distracted from, say, arresting the drunk driver that actually killed 13,000 last year, we should be arresting a lot more people for child cyber pornography or child molestation, rape across the board. But because we're arresting so many people for marijuana and the other drugs, we have less time, not enough time, to go after those people trying to hurt our children and trying to hurt us, using 3,000 pounds of car. So there's also a human cost here that, as bad as these drugs are, as you mentioned earlier, there are many people hurt and killed, families disrupted. The prohibition of these drugs actually has killed more people and injured more people than the drugs themselves. As we learned in 1933, you can get rid of the crime and violence associated with the sale, and then you're left with the problems due to alcohol use, and that's where we need to go back to now. If you have a drug problem, see a doctor. But let my profession get back to chasing bad guys.
What is the element and the incentive for government to be so highly involved in the drug war? I get suspicious. Do you have a percentage of the addiction across this nation? I was looking on your website, and ladies and gentlemen, you should go there. There's lots of fun and interesting, thoughts that you haven't been thinking in regard to this. I hold the newsprint responsible in many ways because they could help people understand if they just put the $69 billion for last year or the proposed and possible $72 billion for this year for the cost of the enforcement of the idea of a drug war and all the other facets of it, they'd start to take notice. Or if they realize the percentage of total addiction in this nation, I was looking and it seemed like before 1914, this wasn't an issue nationally. Is that correct?
That's correct. And understand that the government agents, like I used to be as a police officer, or your DEA or your FBI, any of these folks, we simply carry out the laws. We don't make them. And the government has just given us so much money. And, of course, we love the money. We love the overtime. It's a great jobs program for us. But, until 1914, the drug laws in this country were based on six principles. They were individual liberty, personal responsibility, property rights. It was your body, your decision. Limited government, meaning don't come in my house and put me in handcuffs and take me away because you're here to help me. And, of course, cost-effective government. Everybody knew earlier that prohibition is going to raise the cost of everything, especially the crime element. And last but not least, states' rights. The states' rights should be the hallmark of our system here in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, but especially with the drug laws. These folks in the District of Columbia, our congressmen and congresswomen, are believing that you folks in Wyoming or you folks in Colorado or Texas, wherever, you need help. You need Big Brother, Big Mother up here in D.C. to help you out because you don't know what to do. And that is the incredible arrogance that I have to deal with every day. Make no mistake, police officers will stop enforcing these prohibition laws as soon as the people say enough already.
Well, on one of the videos that I was watching in anticipation of speaking with you, an officer talked about coming across a drug seller or a drug operator, and also that he got hold of him and confiscating. We'll go to break and be right back. You're listening to RBN, Howard Wooldridge, Law Enforcement.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need
an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
As we left for a break, I was describing a story that I had seen on the LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition website, of an officer describing coming across a drug dealer and getting into the home or to the room, motel or wherever, finding the drugs, getting a hold of the drug dealer, and then on the bed, all of this cash spread out on the bed. And he said, then the officer has to think in terms of, oh my goodness, I've got that plumbing problem at my house, and I'll just maybe take maybe 300 or 400 of these bills here and then turn the rest of them in, and how easily he could be corrupted, and how that is part of what plays into this story. We hear about how corrupt the country of Mexico is. We know that their law enforcement is hard to distinguish from their drug leaders in all of this warfare that's going on down there, and very, very sad. But the drug element creates all of this activity, doesn't it? It creates the corrupting of our police groups, and even so the government. I was researching a little bit about the drug czars and how it worked and all of that, and maybe it isn't up to date. It was like 2006 that I was looking at on the information, but nonetheless, it told an extraordinary story about how the government got in trouble with the GAO because they found that the drug agency or the ONDCP were guilty of violating their oath on propaganda and inserting certain messages into the television.
That's correct. And also in magazines, U.S. News and World Report officially said they would neither confirm nor deny the report back about 10 years ago, that because they slanted the drug news, the drug war news, that the drug czar's office gave them credit for a public service announcement by inserting inside their news articles anti-drug use messages. And this happened to about 17 or 18 magazines, including the very used to be respected U.S. News and World Report. This whole apparatus of the government has been designed to make you very afraid. They've been giving very bad information about these drugs, drug use, drug addiction. And although you see story after story in the news, and that's valid, but what you never see or hear about are all the people who die every day from cirrhosis of the liver. The 1,000 persons a day in America who die from lung cancer caused by smoking cigarettes. And if you've seen pictures of those people on meth with their teeth all falling out, I'll show you a picture of a person who's in a day before they die of lung cancer, and they're very comparable. So drug use is a horrible situation. But my question or my challenge to your audience would be, name me the positive benefits, the advantages of the current prohibition model. Tell me one good thing it's doing for our children, one good thing it's doing for our nation, even as, of course, it's funding Al-Qaeda, it's funding the Taliban, and now we have this Mexican mess where we've got these the Mexican methods are coming into Phoenix, Arizona, kidnappings, torture, into Atlanta, the same thing. And corrupting our border officials. And, of course, the number one crime threat in America this year, according to the Department of Justice, are the 230 cities that where the Mexican drug gangs have established themselves as the distributors of illegal drugs. The number one crime threat is caused by prohibition. No surprise to law enforcement. The problem is almost nobody in Congress is talking about the common sense solution to solve the entire Mexican mess overnight, and that is to end our prohibition, allow the legal distribution and sale of these drugs, perhaps in the same guidelines as alcohol and tobacco, and that solves the problem overnight, which would then allow our Border Patrol and our ICE agents to get back to the job they were designed to do, which is to secure our borders, which, as you said earlier, before I came on, are a complete total disaster.
Well, it's a fearsome thing. We are all under threat, and it's so interesting to consider by legitimatizing the drugs, which that was the case, ladies and gentlemen, in this nation before 1914. And so at that time, it was a 1.2% they considered of the drug users across the nation in the first part of last century. Do you have an idea what the estimation is of drug abuse across this nation today? I don't know that figure, but I think it would be surprisingly low by comparison to the number of people, but I could be wrong.
In fact, today, the best information from here, the federal agencies here, is that about 1.4% of Americans have a problem with illegal drugs. And as you pointed out, 100 years ago, it was about 1.2. So it's roughly the same. Most people gravitate to alcohol or other drugs like that. Even when heroin was legal, very few people would go to the Sears catalog, which they could do, and order up some heroin and some needles and then become a heroin addict. 100 years ago, for example, Bayer aspirin had a little bit of heroin in each pill, and when they were forced to put on the outside of the bottle that the aspirin contained some heroin, people stopped buying it. 100 years ago, people knew heroin was a very addictive drug, very dangerous, and as soon as they had good information, most of them stopped taking that Bayer aspirin. So we believe in education and treatment. We know that locking up millions of Americans for drug charges does nobody any good, especially in this day of recession. The taxpayers are really getting hurt.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box, to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, they can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out-of-the-box approach.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corruption and people on the take, it is a temptation for law enforcement, as we just suggested. The extraordinary amounts of cash, the extraordinary amount of the capability to get funding and money through this illicit traffic is an incentive. In essence, then, Howard, we have handed over this extraordinary, I'm going to call it, drug industry, illegal drug industry, we have handed it to criminal element. Is that not correct?
Exactly so, and which is so terrible because these drugs, all of these drugs, including marijuana, can be dangerous. They can be deadly. They are addictive. They have nasty, some of them have some nasty consequences for long-term abuse. And yet, despite how dangerous these drugs are, the government has totally given over the regulation, control, the points of sale, the price, the purity, everything to criminals and terrorists. It's just crazy.
It was interesting because I was just going along and trying to understand some of this problem a little better, and one law enforcement person talked about how they had about seven men on their staff, and then this new idea of the drug war and all of that. Within a short time, he had 76 people in that category, and then they really did a good job and got something cleaned out and was worried about what was going on in his community. And no sooner had he turned around than he had the Haitians and other elements coming in from Colombia, far more sophisticated and ready there to go to work again. The labyrinth is extraordinary, isn't it? All across this country.
It is. There have been different groups who have been in control of these drugs over the last 40 years of serious prohibition. But certainly we know that there's always someone desperate enough or greedy enough to become a drug dealer, no matter what the penalties. The drug dealers accept as a condition of employment death and long prison terms. And even though we arrested 500,000, a half million drug dealers last year, safe to say all of them were replaced within a few days. Drug dealers are actually much more effective at controlling drug dealers than the police are. They shoot upwards of 100 every day across the United States. A couple of them die every day, but still the next day someone takes their place. So it's kind of crazy, but in a sense the drug dealers do a much better job of cleaning up and taking other drug dealers out of business faster than the police officers can.
I was interested to note that, here again, ladies and gentlemen, this is from their website, a notation of January 14th, 2009, and a city council in El Paso, Texas, that would be certainly by the border. And anyway, they voted 4-4 because they needed to veto the overture, and they're contemplating a national debate on drug legalization. Now, that's astonishing to me that we can't even debate the issue in El Paso, right?
Well, it's worse than that, because the board, the city council members voted 8-0 in favor of opening up that national discussion, just a discussion on legalization. But Congressman Reyes, a Democrat from El Paso, came down to El Paso and on congressional stationery said, if you don't overturn this vote, I will guarantee you you're going to lose millions of dollars in the stimulus money. And the only reason they did not overturn the mayor's veto was because they were threatened by both Congressman Reyes and other elected officials from the area, state senators and state reps, with the loss of millions and millions of dollars. They just shut down the First Amendment on the issue of drug policy because they didn't like what the city council was saying. You know, El Paso has bullets falling into their soil fired by the AK-47s and the M-16s from the cartels right across the river in Ciudad Juarez. So they're on the front lines of this thing, but yet the congressman shut them down, and shame on him. I hope he never wears a cowboy hat because he does not deserve to.
Well, shame on him. You know, I used to always think the Texans would save us. I loved their spirit when I lived there. Our family lived there, family members, and we enjoyed Texas very much. There's a wonderful spirit of a Texan. And I just thought, oh my, maybe when we get down to the nitty gritty, Texans will stand tall. I'm beginning to think that's not going to happen, unfortunately.
No.
And I think Reyes, you have to ask yourself, who's on the take here? I'm getting to be very, very, very sinister in my thoughts, but who's pressuring him? Would it be some drug lord across the border? That's possible. Ladies and gentlemen, that's real possible.
Well, certainly I can tell you that some of our members are actually growing concerned that if the Mexican cartels are smart, they'll start shooting people like us. They should be shooting Howard Wooldridge and others who speak out for legalization regulation, because if we succeed, or I should say when we succeed, the Mexican cartels are out of business the next day. And as retired law enforcement, we speak with a lot of authority, a lot of integrity, because we're not asking for money. We have no ulterior motive here. We're not trying to be elected or get an earmark or something. We're trying to make America a better, safer place, and the drug lords would be wise to start shooting people like me.
Well, they are shooting at least Hubert Hinkle, 68-year-old man, up there in Oregon somewhere just a few days ago.
Right.
Tragic. He's dead.
Yeah, yeah. And there was, I mean, the stories are almost every day. There was a 20-year-old college student at the Grand Valley State near Grand Rapids, Michigan, on a big SWAT raid. All he did was move his hand in front of his eyes because of the flashlight coming through the window, and they shot him. It was a mistake by the officer, of course, but you know what? Radley Balco of the Cato, formerly the Cato Institute, now of Reason Magazine, has documented now a little over 50 Americans have been killed wrongfully by the police on these drug raids. And the 92-year-old grandmother in Atlanta, and the list goes on and on, that 68-year-old man in Oregon for a little bit of marijuana. is America is waking up, and more Americans, especially with marijuana, are ready to end federal prohibition, make it a states' rights issue, and if California wants to make $1 billion taxing it, then God bless California.
You know, it's very fascinating to me to kind of look at this issue and discover what the law enforcement part are willing to do. We spoke about getting their message in television and in newsprint, and they are concerned about that. And then in their funding category, let me see if I can find that exactly. And this, of course, is information for the year 2006, but just looking through their documents and their data, I picked up on a column where they were requesting the funding, that's funding from you, the taxpayer, and high-intensity trafficking policy. They needed money for that. And then they also needed money for anti-legalization policies.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. They are actually, and I think somewhere along the line it's illegal for someone to spend federal money to influence political decisions, but the DEA has no trouble with that. Local chiefs of police and sheriffs all the time spend county money or state money to speak out against changing the policy of prohibition. And, of course, as I said, they have a financial interest in this. They go to Washington. Their representatives, their lobbyists here in D.C. fight for the billions of dollars to go to the police officers and go to the prison guards to keep them employed, lots of good overtime money. And all of them know and will admit in private doing absolutely no good, because we all know that every drug dealer is replaced. And the big boys in Colombia will send out 120% of what the market needs, because when they lose 20%, when we make a drug bust, it means nothing, because they overship what they need. So the market is always fully supplied. Everything you've seen for 40 years in terms of arrests, seizures, has meant nothing, a total bridge to nowhere. And we all know that, but the active duty police officers and chiefs won't say it in public because they want the money.
When did they start having drug czars as a name or a moniker?
It started, I believe, in 1989. William Bennett was the very first one. You remember Mr. Bennett was the Mr. Morals, except for the fact he was gambling like crazy, and at the time...
Remember? Can you believe it?
he was a drug addict.
They're letting him be on television now.
Yeah, so he was a drug addict, by the way.
He's a drug addict.
Smoking. He was a drug addict. 3 packs of cigarettes a day. He was a severe drug addict.
Okay, so he was the first, and we hear from him like even last night. He's on the news talking about the news conference. They held the news conference, and you would have thought it was an election, and they just were chatting away. He was there. So William Bennett, maybe he's the one that wore that the first time.
Yeah.
Then there was, let's see, we had Barry McCaffrey, and
General.
We all remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And did he do a good job?
Well, he did the job as President Clinton asked him to do. He greatly expanded the efforts of the drug czar, and during the Clinton administration, they upped it from $3 billion to about $16 billion a year in federal money being wasted. They started Plan Colombia, which has been a 10-year, $7 billion failure. More cocaine produced in South America today than 10 years ago and $7 billion ago. So, but, you know, General McCaffrey at a news conference about a month ago said, you know what, if somebody who's 40 years old in Oregon and wants to smoke marijuana all day, I really don't care. And so finally he's coming around to the idea, well, you know, if it's an adult decision, then why should we be punishing adults? A Willie Nelson, a Michael Phelps. What in the world are police officers doing chasing Michael Phelps and Willie Nelson? We miss the drunk drivers, ladies and gentlemen, that actually will hurt and kill your family this Friday night, because we arrest as many people for drunk driving as we do for simple possession of drugs. This is reducing your public safety.
Do you feel like your program and your energies and your interaction in Washington is making a difference?
I believe so. When I arrived here 4 years ago, I can tell you that about 1 office in 10 would be very dismissive of what I was saying, very disdainful, and looked at me like I was some kind of spy or some kind of bad person who's trying to ruin America. Today, in 2009, almost every office on the Hill agrees that the war on drugs is a failure. It will always be a failure, and that maybe it's time to start thinking of at least making drugs a public health issue rather than the focus of law enforcement. As I said earlier, if you have a drug problem, see a doctor. But seeing a judge or a police officer will do you absolutely no good whatsoever. And we're very quickly coming to that conclusion now, both out of education and also the lack of money. The states are running out of money to house the massive number of people we have incarcerated, more than any other country in the world.
A very grave tragedy. I remember years ago reading and interviewing a Dr. Douglas, and he writes the book Red Cocaine. And to me, it was very helpful. And in that, he had interviewed a Czech person who had been a military person, and he came into this country as a refugee and had a lot of intel. And he talked about the emphasis to target the United States and target the people herein, and young people especially, with the drug trade, and that they had worked with Raul Castro, who is now the head of Castro Land in Havana. Anyway, that he had been trained to go to the centers in South America and to encourage this flooding in of our nation with this drug product. And also that China was involved, and China had been involved in the Vietnam War. And all of this in the purpose of inundating our nation, our young people, our crown jewels, so to speak, the young men and women of this nation, with this abundance of drugs. Mm-hmm. I believe also that there are those nations who have this subversive attitude to flood America, and certainly other nations as well. But that's just another component of this travesty on humanity. How tragic. I'm going back to the man of 68 years. His neighbor said she had never seen, or he had never seen, a harder worker and someone who was not bothering others. Mm-hmm. And yet he was shot, and I believe they were going to incarcerate an 80-year-old woman that they found on the premises. Mm-hmm. And that's this month in Oregon. And his crime, and I'm not going along with crime, but his crime was he had some marijuana, isn't that right, planted on his garden or in his garden.
That's correct. He was doing what Thomas Jefferson did 200 years ago, growing marijuana on his own property for his own personal use, my best understanding. And, you know, what you were saying earlier about drug dealers, understand, and for those in the audience who are old enough, in World War II, the tobacco companies put in every container of K rations and C rations 3 free cigarettes. You know, Lucky Strike goes to war. How patriotic, giving our fighting men these free cigarettes. Well, hello. It was a beautiful marketing program. By giving these soldiers who thought they might die the next day in Bastogne or on the beaches of Normandy free cigarettes, they hooked 9 million men smoking cigarettes. So then when they got out of the service, they came back and they ended up smoking 2 or 3 packs a day. It was a beautiful move by drug dealers. You know, the drug dealers give out free samples all the time here in America. I mean, ask any man over 50, probably their doctor has offered them a free sample six-pack of Viagra, for example. And so drug dealers are drug dealers are drug dealers. Whether it's legal or illegal, they will do whatever they can with legitimate marketing to sell their product. And illegal drugs, you betcha, there's a lot of money to be made. So now you get yourself using this stuff, then you hook your friends into it. Because most people start using drugs, whether it's cigarettes, alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, you are introduced to it by someone in your social group. And so if someone there wants to make some money, you betcha. They'll get you into using cocaine or meth or whatever, and then they make the money and you suffer the consequences. But just like whether it's legal drugs or illegal drugs, it's all about marketing, free samples, discounts, whatever else. All of them use it.
you have spoken about the quick replacement of, I'll call them, drug dealers across the nation in the labyrinth of that society, that if someone doesn't play the game, or if there's an infraction of some kind, or maybe stealing, whatever, they are annihilated quickly and they are replaced immediately with someone who's involved and ready to go. Well, it looks like we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll finish the question.
Think plata o plomo.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
We were talking as we went to break about the drug dealer that might be annihilated by his associates and easily replaced. My question to you, Howard, is a drug dealer set apart? Is he a user or abuser, or does he usually not get involved in the drugs? How does that work?
Well, from my experience, both personal and professional, at the marijuana level, most of the dealers are users. And now when you get into the other levels, then it becomes hit or miss. I know half of the heroin dealers in this country, for example, are users. They sell in order to support their heroin habit. You know, one of the things that's important to note is these people don't, these big drug dealers, the big boys, the cocaine cowboys in Colombia and the big cartels in Mexico, they don't get high in cocaine and make business decisions to shoot these people. This is not senseless slaughter, as some news reports have said, this is very deliberate, calculated business moves to wipe out the competition, just like Al Capone did with the St. Valentine's Day massacre in Chicago. You got competition. The easiest way to do it in the black market is just to shoot them. But the Mexican police, my colleagues, my compadres down there, are faced with what I said just at break there, plata o plomo. You take the money, you take the silver, or we'll kill you. So my profession south of the border is completely corrupted because they know if they don't take the money, they and their family are at risk for being shot, and they are shot daily.
Well, the numbers are so frightening, and like I said to a friend the other day, within the last 30 days, it would appear that this knowledge is just new on the block. We've had New York Times speaking about the stories in Mexico. We've had announcements from the administration, and oh my, we're going to do all of these things. And many people have been so aware of this horrific story on the border, 7,000 folks being annihilated last year, and the numbers already this year, unbelievable. And our newspapers locally, would they put the story in about what's going on? Nada. They do not. And I think we should hold them highly responsible. There's so much information out there, and people would really try to get a better picture. And the bottom line, it's drugs that's causing all of this story. Plus, I may be, in some cases, a desire to come across the border and be in the United States and the illegal entry. But the main catalyst, drugs, no question.
Sure. The drug trade is front and center. Roughly $20, $25 billion industry for Mexico. It's a lot of money, a lot of jobs. And so, of course, that's why they kill each other for it. And as I say, in the back rooms, when I meet with these staff aides and some legislative directors and chiefs of staff, everybody knows what I know, basically, that you could get rid of all the Mexican violence and the cartels, just snap your fingers, and literally, almost overnight, they go away if we did what we did in 1933. But very few, very, very few of our leaders in Congress, leaders, if you want to call them that. But I will say, like Congressman Rohrabacher of California mentioned it, Congressman Tierney of Massachusetts mentioned that if we did not have the drug war, the Mexican problem would be solved overnight. So there are some voices finally speaking up in our Congress saying maybe we should reexamine this failed drug policy as a way to help Mexico have rule of law.
We're on the way to the top of the hour, and you'll be on with us next hour, I understand, so we'll continue. Go to break.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and